The opinions expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not those of World Money Talk Station, its staff, management, or its sponsors.
And welcome back to World Money Talk Station at moneytalkstation.com. Remember, folks, we have news that you can use. And returning with us once again to give us an update, it's a great company that we just signed on with. And we are interviewing the CEO of this very, very nice company. He's the director and CEO, Gert Kirsten. He'll be joining us in just a moment. The company is CellSci. Their vision is to change the way cancer is treated. They strive to develop novel immune-based therapies with the potential to utilize the body's own immune defense system against the disease with the possibility of minimal toxicity to normal cells and organ systems. Their missions and their values... Well, their mission is to improve the treatment of cancer and other diseases by utilizing the immune system, the body's natural defense system, and they strive to create real value for their stakeholders by developing unique therapies that address unmet medical needs. Joining us on our line is, like I mentioned before, he is the director and the CEO of this very, very nice company. Gert Kirsten is joining us right now. Gert, good day to you, and thank you so much for coming back on with us.
Well, good day to you as well, and thank you for having me.
I want to give out the website once again, folks. It's cell-sci.com, the ticker symbol CVM on the New York, CVM on the New York. The website, cell-sci.com. There is a plethora of information that is there that you can do your homework, do your due diligence. I highly suggest you invest and hold on to this company. It's definitely a long-term buy and hold situation. And we'll get into our conversation now with the director and the CEO, Gert Kirsten. Gert, how is the company doing these days? Let's first get an update from you about the company, and then we'll get into our conversation if we could.
Well, we're doing very, very well because... Always have to give a because, right?
Yes.
We have finished a 10-year phase 3 clinical study. That means the final study to prove that your drug works. And in a cancer where the last approval that we know of was about 60 years ago, we have shown massive survival benefit, tumors even completely going away in 3 weeks with no toxic side effects.
Wow. That's amazing. I'm astounded. I'm astounded by this.
Well, let me put it this way. The median survival of the patients getting our drug, this median survival benefit is 46 and a half months. That's just under 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And FDA is approving cancer drugs that I give you 2 or 3 months of extra life.
Wow. Every time I talk to you, I'm amazed at the things that you tell me, because I take this very personally, and you and I have spoken about this off the air and on the air because of what my father went through with cancer. And like I told you before, I wished I would have known about this treatment before.
Well, it's, I would say, let me take a step back.
Yeah.
True innovation doesn't come from big companies, right? It comes from little companies, a bunch of crazy and crazily determined people just making it happen, taking chances that no one else would take. That's true innovation, which is what makes this country so great. It's possible here. The glass is always half full, not empty.
Right, exactly.
So, Big Pharma will never do this. It's because it's too long. It's a 10-year clinical trial. And so, also, you know, where is the interest for the existing pharmaceutical companies?
Mm-hmm.
They make so much money trying to give a dying cancer patient extra 2 months of life or something like that, or maybe they can do a little better. But the amounts they're charging are unbelievable.
Right.
And so therefore, I know people who work there who themselves would like to do better, but as an institution, they don't. They protect where they're making their money. It's understandable. We're out there trying to screw that up. We want to give the patients a better chance of being cured that first time. Okay? So, go back to and think of your father and friends who've been through it.
Right.
Cancer is diagnosed. It depends on where and how and all of that. But generally, the first treatment that you get is stuff from eons ago. Surgery was developed by the Egyptians 4,000 years ago.
Right.
And the general knee is still the best treatment to cut it out. So then you say, okay, we cut it out. It's not a great thing, but then how come, you know, my aunt or someone is still died of cancer? It's because you can only cut out that which you can see. There are still cancer cells left you cannot see. They're called micrometastases.
Right.
That's why they add radiation. Radiation, the concept of radiation is it just burns you to smithereens where you hit the radiation and the cancer cells die. But everything else dies too.
Yeah.
So when that wasn't enough, like in head and neck cancer, then they decided, okay, it still doesn't solve the problem. There's still cancer left. The cancer comes back and kills the patients. Now we're going to add chemotherapy because there must be cancer cells somewhere outside of the area where we can radiate and cut. We just don't know where, so chemo is going to be the thing. What is chemo? So the chemo that's used in head and neck cancer is cisplatin. It's given IV every 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Every 3 weeks, you've got concentrated poison coursing through your body. Unbelievable. But, you know, it's been shown to help in some cases. So, therefore, something is better than nothing.
This is true, but it's also poisonous as well.
Completely.
Yes.
But still, we all want to live.
Right.
So therefore, what you have to do is you can complain from morning to night, but you want to live. So you have to create something better. And then you have to put it in the hands of people where they can experiment. So our idea was we're kept alive by our immune system. So we said the immune system must be important in treatment of cancer. And when we first proposed this, people said, oh, that's stupid. You would never get cancer in the first place if your immune system actually helped against cancer. We said, yeah, there's something you're missing. That just doesn't make any sense. And what we figured out afterwards actually is the cancer makes itself invisible to your immune system. So you can be perfectly healthy, but since your immune system cannot see the tumor, it's growing, even though there's a strong immune system. It's like a terrorist sitting in some apartment, making bombs, lots of bombs, getting ready to do horribly nasty things, but no one knows that apartment has a terrorist. There may be plenty of police out there to take the guy out,
right?
But no one knows he's there. That is what cancer is doing. So we said we have to figure out a way to help the immune system realize that there's a cancer, but we have to do it differently than the normal drug development, because normal drug development is, you take patients who have failed the surgery, radiation, and chemo. You think they're cured, except the tumor comes back, and then they fight for their lives, right? That's when you give them the medicine. Why? Because most of them are going to die, and you can accept all kinds of horrible toxicities because they're so sick. And therefore, because they're all going to die, your studies are shorter and smaller. You get to the market faster. Plus, obviously, you really have to help these people, right? That's a given. So we said, no, the idea has to be that you help people never get to that place where they're so horribly sick. We have to make the first cancer treatment more successful. So we're combining surgery, radiation, chemo as a first treatment, not because they're such wonderful treatments, but because we know that one or two alone are not good enough. So let us add the power of the immune system But that means you have to do it before surgery, radiation, and chemo, because your immune system is very severely damaged after you've had these other treatments, right?
Right. And it needs to be strong. It has to be as strong as possible.
Exactly. So, for example, surgery cuts through your lymphatics.
Right.
Your lymphatics are key for bringing immune cells to a tumor. So once you've cut the lymphatics, or actually that's where you make the immune cells, so you cut the lymphatics, you screwed up your immune system. Right. Radiation turns into a lunar landscape. Chemotherapy is poison that destroys everything. And if you give chemotherapy every 3 weeks, like they do in cisplatin, let's say your immune system tries to rebuild. It takes about 3 weeks for T cells to rebuild. Every 3 weeks, you come in with cisplatin. So every attempt but to rebuild is destroyed again. So nothing good can come from that.
It just, so Kurt, just seems like they're that with the radiation and the chemotherapy and all this poison, it's like it's just putting a Band-Aid on a cut that won't ever fully heal.
Well, again, let's not attack that which we don't like. Let's try to create an alternative,
right,
that gives people a choice or a better outcome. Right? Because complaining by itself is a useless activity.
Right.
So we created a medicine. So we focused on head and neck cancers from under your nose down to your clavicle. It's really bad in the mouth, right? Because it's just horrible. They cut your tongue out, etc. It's, I think, the fifth biggest cancer in the world, so it's big. The last approval in our area where it's before surgery, radiation, chemo, but the more advanced stages, 3 and 4, it's called advanced primary head and neck cancer. Last approval we trace back to about 60 years ago. So there's been nothing. No one succeeded. It's like a weed in your yard that you cannot get rid of. So we said, let us give our immunotherapy, which, by the way, is a copy of a healthy person's immune system,
right,
which is also non-toxic. Let us give it to patients before their normal treatments. Their normal treatments are surgery and radiation, or in some cases, they add chemotherapy to it.
Right.
So we did this massive study, many studies before. We did a 10-year study, and it's the largest ever in head and neck cancer. It's the longest ever. So no one can say it's not significant. And we saw something that was phenomenally good, and we also learned something else from it. And what we saw that was phenomenally good is that if you gave our drug, followed by surgery and radiation, you had this almost 4-year survival benefit. You had tumors going away in 3 weeks, zero tumor decrease or going away in the control group. So it's incredibly strong, the data. And you have amazing benefit for the patients with no safety issues. But when you added, for the people who had chemotherapy added, it didn't work. And that makes sense. These people, it interferes, right? I mean, think about it. I told you the chemotherapy is given every 3 weeks. It destroys the T cells. Our drug tries to build up the T cells. And so it didn't work. So we're working on bringing the drug to market for what is well over 200,000 people who get this cancer where they are treated only with radiation but not the chemotherapy.
This is really truly amazing. As I sit here and I listen to this, it's such an amazing story that we're telling to our listeners, and such an amazing company, folks. CellSci is the name of the company. CellSci.com is the website. I'm going to spell it out for you. CELSCI.com is the website you would go to. The ticker symbol is Charlie Victor Mike, CVM, on the New York Stock Exchange. You want to look into this company, folks. I humbly believe this is something you should invest in. You know, do your homework, do your due diligence. We tell you this all the time, but it's definitely a fantastic company. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, the conversation will continue with the director and the CEO, Gert Kirsten, right here on World Money Talk Station. Don't go anywhere.
Out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 30 to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works. Call 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. That's 800-948-1659.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-221-1215 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened, but with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-221-1215. If you order now, you'll receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-221-1215 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-221-1215.
Employees and staff of MoneyTalkStation.com and their families adhere strictly to the practice of not buying, selling, or owning shares of stocks, warrants, or options of any public companies presented on any programs presented on any show. This is our clear practice in our advertising agreement periods and period of 30 days before and after such time period that a company and its management are presented on the broadcast. MoneyTalkStation.com, its employees and staff, including any of our guests, follow the practice of not accepting any shares of stock, warrants, stock options, or any securities as compensation from any company presented on any program, on any show, on MoneyTalkStation.com. Advertising fees are accepted in U.S. dollars only and relate to commercial spots and or segments on MoneyTalkStation.com. All investments carry varying risks. Therefore, always investigate before you invest. For further information about our relationship with any of our advertisers, whether public or private, presented on MoneyTalkStation.com, please visit our website, which is www.MoneyTalkStation.com. Call 407-205-8255. Thank you for listening to MoneyTalkStation.com. When you wake up, get caught up with MoneyTalkStation.com.
And welcome back to the program. You're listening to World of Money Talk Station at MoneyTalkStation.com. Our very special guest is the director and CEO of CellSci. Ticker symbol is CVM on the New York CVM. Charlie, Victor, Mike. The website is cell-sci.com. That is exactly where you want to be. And Gert is back with us on our line right now. Gert, let me make sure I understand all this in our conversation, what we're talking about. The the treatment that your company does goes before the surgery, and to top it off, it is non-toxic. Am I correct?
Only FDA can call it non-toxic in the end. So what we say is it showed added no toxicity whatsoever to the treatment of surgery, radiation, and chemo. Imagine if we added toxicity to that already horrible toxic treatment, and we might kill people. No.
Right.
So therefore, it adds no toxicity.
I love it.
And in prior studies, we could tell clearly it added no toxicity.
You recently sent out this wonderful letter to all the shareholders, and if you could collaborate a little bit on this letter, I wish I had more time. We only have about 4 minutes or so left. I would love for you to collaborate on this letter that you sent out to your wonderful shareholders that are listening.
Look, when you walk down the path that everybody's been walking, so where you develop your drug for dying cancer patients, and you use a monoclonal antibody, everybody knows what's required. I mean, it's like all the headlines for all your chapters are written. All you have to do is fill in information.
Right.
We're walking down the path in a forest that no one's ever been to. It's a complete virgin forest. So it takes longer. It's more difficult. We are the first in the world to have succeeded with neoadjuvant, meaning before surgery. By the way, Merck with Keytruda, the number one cancer drug, tried, and they failed in July. Bristol Myers with Opdivo and your boy, that their leading immunotherapy drugs, failed a year ago, and Pfizer failed 2 years ago, trying to do the same thing. Failure shows up more quickly because people die more quickly.
Right.
Right?
Right.
In our case, it took longer because they don't die. That's a good thing. So, but again, we are not these big companies. We don't have 100 people who can throw at it. We have to prove everything to a higher standard. We're the little kid from nowhere that wants to make it big. And we have the data for it. Then, so therefore, if you look at our history, we've always succeeded, but it's always taken longer. But you have to do it right. Like, I mean, how many shots do you get at goal? You have to make sure you do it right. And that's what we're doing here.
Right. I mean, there's no sense in rushing things.
Yeah.
No sense in rushing things.
Well, there is a sense of rushing. No, yeah, there is a sense of rushing because you can help so many people.
Right.
So if you look at our data simplistically, we can save another 14 people out of 100 people. If you're in a room of 100 people, we can save an additional 14 people. There is a sense of rushing, but not at the expense of failure.
Right.
And that's the fine line we walk. We want to go faster, but you have to do it right. Up to now, that's worked for us. I just can't see how it's not going to work. But we need so much help from so many people. So many people tell me they've bought our stock because of a personal experience with their parents or their children or their siblings or friends, right? They want to support something that can be so good and they can make money. And now that we have the data, they can see. It's clear. It's no longer a dream.
Right.
It's a 10-year study that shows you 4-year survival benefit, tumors going away, and a disease where even the leading cancer drugs have failed.
The data doesn't lie. I mean, the proof of the pudding is in the data.
Absolutely.
Folks.
So really, that's where we are. It takes time.
It does.
Some people don't like that because they think they should, jump. I don't know. But we have to do it right. And that is our promise to not only our shareholders, but also to the cancer patients.
Folks, my very special guest has been the director and the CEO of this very, very nice company, CellSci Corp. CellSci.com is the website. Cell-Sci.com, the ticker symbol CVM. Folks, I can't tell you enough, invest in this company and hold on to it because they are doing wonderful things with the treatment of cancer in patients, folks. I can attest to that. I wish I knew about this company when my dad was alive, but you know what? I can pass the knowledge on to all the listeners out there. Gert Kirsten's been our special guest. Gert, thank you so much for joining me, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Folks, have a great day, and we'll be back right here on World Money Talk Station.
The opinions expressed on the preceding program were strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of World Money Talk Station, its staff, management, or its sponsors.